All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Robert Martin. He is the Managing Director for Suvo Strategic Minerals. And it's good to see you, Robert. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, very well. Yourself?
Doing very, very well. Thank you. And excited to learn a bit more about the company. Give me a bit of an overview.
Well, first and foremost, we're Australia's only hydroxyclone operations. We have mines outside of Ballarat and Victoria that we purchased from French multinational Emirates about this time last year. And we also have two pretty exciting projects here in Western Australia, another kaolin operation or project just outside of Gabon in the Wheatbelt, and a fairly large scale silica sand project just outside of Geraldton, north of Perth.
Yeah. Tell me a bit about kaolin. What is this used for?
Kaolin's quite unique. It's used in a lot of different applications, from ceramics to rubber to pharmaceuticals to paint, the paper you're writing on today. It all contains kaolin. It's a mineral that's been researched for thousands of years, or a thousand years. It started out in China. They've used it for a long, long time. And where it's quite a common mineral, but it's rare to get something that you can turn into a project or use commercially.
Yeah. So you just updated an extension of your agreement that you had back in December. Can you talk a bit more about that and what that agreement will allow you to do in 2022?
Yeah, we've just re-signed with one of our major clients here in Australia, Norsk Boyer down in Tasmania. Quite a unique operation. They produce paper, obviously, for the international market and for local. You know, we've been working with them to extend that agreement and to lock in their supply chain. We're quite fortunate at the moment that there are Pitong operations are full, and I mean over full. So we wanted to lock them away. They've been a big supporter of the mine for a number of years. So we've set up an agreement with them, locked it away, got the next 3 years basically locked in. So it underpins a fair bit of the production out of that Pitong mine. Mm-hmm. Then allows us to concentrate basically on expanding and growth. I don't think it's any secret that we're in a phase of, you know, rebuilding and rehashing the plant there from when we've taken it over. So they'll see some expansion during the year from our tons that we can put through and put out, which will help us fill that supply gap that we currently have. So underpinning that really helped. We don't have to concentrate on that now. We just need to produce the product, and we can concentrate more on expanding our global footprint as far as sales go.
Is that going to be the big focus this year, is just trying to expand that those sales channels?
Well, the main focus will be to expand the plant. We are inundated daily with sales inquiries. And, you know, we have some unique kaolin there. It's quite a unique blend that we have out of there. It was developed by Emirates over a number of years. So it was developed by one of the best on the planet. So we're quite fortunate that we've been able to buy that and get that expertise. So, you know, some of that product there goes for over $2,500 a ton, which is, you know, amazing. So look, the focus will be to increase the capacity of the plant and get a little bit more of the export market. We currently have quite a substantial amount of the domestic and New Zealand market, and we do have quite a substantial amount of overseas sales as well. We have an offtake agreement with Emirates and a couple of other large companies, and, you know, we're looking to expand that, but first and foremost we need to get the plant running and up and, you know, upgraded so we can fill that capacity. Otherwise we'll just let them down.
And Robert, last question, that is just for the sector you're in general. You mentioned that the price that you're getting right now, is that been rising over the last couple of years, and are you expecting that sort of to increase, or is about where it's topping off right now, or can it get better?
Oh, it's getting better every month.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite unique at the moment. There's been a lot of mines that have closed down, and there hasn't been the new ones come on board. So we've been quite lucky that we picked up an operation that, you know, was already set up, and that was our key intention when we bought it, was to get the experienced personnel so we could develop our Gabon project. So we were quite lucky that the products are already developed. There's plenty of mine life. We just need more capacity, which is our focus. And we see the pricing, you know, 6 to 10% per annum increases at the moment.
That's amazing. Wow. Robert, thanks so much. Great to learn a bit more about the company. Very interesting and very unique for sure. And appreciate the time, and we hope to talk again soon.
No worries. Thank you very much.
All right. There's Robert Martin. He is with Suvo Strategic Minerals.